Welcome to Creativity Talks with me, Susan Yates, artist, author, and creative entrepreneur. This show discusses topics around my fundamental belief that everyone is creative. Each week, through mindset talks, listener questions, and guest interviews, I will help to inspire you and bring creativity into your daily life. So grab a cuppa, sit back and relax, and let's get stuck in. Well, a huge welcome to this episode, episode 9 of Creativity Talks with myself, Susan Yates. As you've just heard in the introduction, this podcast is all about creativity, things that inspire me, and over the last couple of weeks, I've been really fortunate to speak to a couple of people all about creativity and what affects them, in Sophie from Search Press last week, and then also Sarah from Coursecraft, an e-learning course platform, a place that I actually host my own online courses and also an author. So it has been really wonderful to share these interviews where we talk about creativity. And if this is the first time you've tuned in, if this is the very first episode of Creativity Talks you've dived into, whether it's from a recommendation or you've had a little search through the list of all those wonderful podcasts out there and come across this, then do go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. They're there forever for you to listen to. And a lot of this advice will be ongoing and ever-present and very useful to dip in and out to on a regular basis. So the very first episode was a little shorter episode, and I talked about what creativity is and what it means to me. I've discussed some of my easy creativity boosters, things to surround yourself with. And then I had three episodes in a row where I sort of talked about, I suppose, mindset issues around creativity, the importance of creative play, positive language in creativity, and also ways to deal with creative burnout as well. So do go back and scroll through those episodes, re-listen to at any point. Generally, the episodes are between sort of 30 to 40 minutes long, so it's a really great opportunity to literally grab a cup of tea, sit and do some sketching, some drawing, some sewing, whatever your creative activity is, and just listen to the words that I speak all about creativity, and hopefully some of these things are very helpful for you. And very often I will provide you with practical, applicable tips and exercises and things that you can implement in your day-to-day life to see changes in the way that you personally approach creativity and the way that hopefully you build creativity into your daily life and become more creative as the days and the weeks and the months go by. So let's move on to what we're going to be discussing this episode. And in this episode, in episode 9, it's another opportunity for me to talk about a mindset issue around creativity. It's just something for you to think about over the coming weeks. And I've entitled this episode, Just Do Something. Now, recently, I've been thinking a lot and reading a lot about the whole concept of the process or the practice of creativity. And before I dive into my little talk about Just Do Something, I would like to recommend a book by Seth Godin called The Practice, Shipping Creative Work. And this book hasn't been out very long. It was released in 2020, and it's been sitting in my Amazon shopping cart for a number of months, and I finally hit the order button a couple of weeks ago. The book's been sat on my bookshelf for a week until I had the time to start reading it. And I've gone through I go through these reading phases. I don't know if anybody else is the same as me, but I go through phases of buying lots and lots of books. And if you remember back in one of the very early episodes of this podcast, one of my 5 easy creativity boosters that I recommend is reading. And when I have times where I'm really tired, and I have reached one of these points at the moment, I've got lots going on, I'm managing lots of projects, and I'm really rather tired. And so I almost go back to the beginning and I start reading, because I find that if I am tired, I'm not up for perhaps doing something, you know, really intensely creative, where I'm using my skills as a printmaker, or I'm sketching, or I'm doing something that involves a very heavily involved creative process, I kind of go back to the beginning and I fill my cup. And I fill my cup by reading. And The Practice is one of the books that I've been reading at the moment. I've actually got about 7 books on the go. I'm one of these crazy people that will read a book on my Kindle, a book in real life fiction, then I'll have an Audible or two going, and then I'll have 2 or 3 art books, non-fiction going at the same time. And The Practice is one that I'm reading in small doses, mainly because it has a lot of excellent advice and sort of bite-sized digestibles. And the whole premise of the book is talking about the process or the practice. And this falls very much in line with the discussion I want to have today about just do something. And me reading this book is part of my just do something, because I live a creative life. I run 2 creative businesses. Creativity is one of my core fundamental things. It's one of my core values in my business, in my life. I live and breathe creativity in my hobbies, in my work, in this podcast, in my pottery cafe where, you know, I run a business encouraging people to be creative. And so creativity is just, it's all around me, in me, and I'm so passionate about it. And that's why this podcast exists, because I want to encourage everyone to do something creative, however big or small, on a regular basis. And so, you know, at times I'm full of creativity, like I'm absolutely brimming with it. I come up with new ideas all the time. I invent new things. And that comes out in different ways. At the moment, I'm also writing a book. I obviously record this podcast. I film videos. I create prints. So the way my creativity expresses itself has many different end products. But that almost isn't important. What is important is the practice, the process. And I have read lots of books, and I've talked to lots of artists recently about how important this practice is. And in the context of this podcast, that means just doing something. That means turning up. That means doing something to either fill your cup or to, you know, pour stuff out of the cup. So to output creatively. So whether you're inputting or whether you're outputting, you are just doing something. So I would recommend this book, The Practice, because Seth Godin has written many, many books, including This Is Marketing. And this book just talks about how important the process is. And in a way, this is a lot about mindfulness, in a sense. It's about embracing the current moment. It's about being in the practice, the process. It's about, so let's take the example of opening up a sketchbook and doing some very basic doodling, something that anybody can do. It's the sort of thing perhaps you might do when you're on a Zoom call or you're on the telephone, or perhaps you're doing this right now as you listen to me on this podcast. The sort of mindless doodling that is mindful, where you're just drawing something. It could be little circles, arrows, boxes, funny faces. You're just kind of drawing and you're experiencing the drawing. You're not precious about the drawing. We're not going to go and frame that drawing. We're not going to go and sell that drawing. You're just drawing the drawing. You're picking up the pencil. You're making a mark. And you're just appreciating that process of putting pencil to paper for the process. And then when that's finished, when you've done your drawing, it almost doesn't matter what happens to it. And that's what it's about. It's that process, that practice. It's that experience of doing something that is really important. And I think this is especially important in those low moments, and potentially in those times of creative burnout or tiredness, or, you know, when perhaps other things in your life take over or take priority, because it is a roller coaster. There are those highs, there are those lows, there are those times where you're absolutely brimming, you've filled your cup to the top and you're, you know, the creativity is flowing out of you. And there are other times when you just feel a little empty and it's not flowing out of you and things are hard and it's an effort. And that's where you need to trust in the process and the practice and the just simply doing of something. And so for me, that doing something can be as simple as reading a book. And especially if that book is about creativity and is about the whole concept of having a creative practice and turning up to the creative practice and trusting in that practice and that process. And certainly when we talk about, you know, an artistic process, an art practice, you know, let's take a sketchbook. Let's pretend this sketchbook has 100 pages and you do a sketch on every single one of those 100 pages. Maybe it takes you 100 days. Maybe it takes you, I was going to say 100 years, but perhaps not. Maybe it takes you, you know, a year to fill. Maybe it takes you longer. And on some of those pages, you will be pleased with the results, the end product. At other times, you might just have a couple of really simple lines drawn on those pages. Some of those things on those pages might have been done really quickly, in 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Other pages may have taken you quite a long time to finish. There have been detail studies that you returned back to many, many times over. And it's that process of opening the sketchbook and this sort of comparison, this analogy, it doesn't matter what your sketchbook is. It could be writing, it could be designing digitally on a computer, but turning up to that sketchbook and putting the pen to paper or the paint to paper or the, you know, the mouse and the keypad to computer, whatever your artistic practice is, it's bringing yourself to that space, engaging with the activity and doing something. You're trusting in that process. And then at the end of the day, that sketchbook, yes, it's full. And you've had the experience. You've done the practice. You've enjoyed the process. And often with sketchbooks, they are not finished pieces. They are not works that we sell, perhaps. So if you are a practicing artist and you sell your work to receive income, and this might be prints, paintings, sculpture, ceramics, jewelry, whatever your artistic output is, you know, it may not be the sketchbook. So if you design jewelry, for example, the sketches of your finished designs or your research or your mood board or the way that you come up with your ideas are not necessarily what you're going to be selling, but that process is important. You need to have the ideas, you need to do the research, you need to trust in that process. And maybe sometimes the end result is good and it's something that you will sell and you'll earn your income from. And at other times it isn't, but you've done the process. You've done it every single time. And with this sketchbook that you've filled these 100 pages of, some of those pages you're pleased with, as I said, and others you're not, but you've still had that enjoyment. You've still gone through that process of putting pen to paper on a number of days for a number of different timescales, and you've gained the benefits of that practice every single time that you've engaged in it. Some of those days you've been full of energy, some of those days you've been tired, and most of those days you're probably somewhere in between. There are those highs, there are those lows, and we just turn up, just do something. And I think that's one of the best pieces of advice that I could really partake and give to you at this stage within this podcast is just do something. Very often my just do something when I'm tired is reading. I'm engaging in something that is stimulating the mind. And often another thing that I do is I think about creativity. I think about the things I'm going to do when I have a bit more energy. So sometimes that just do something doesn't look like anything to the outside world. And I had this discussion, I had an interview with a lovely lady, and an interview will be coming up in a few weeks' time. And we had this discussion about how the creative process is so different for everybody and sometimes very hard to explain and very hard to pinpoint. And we were both saying how at times we wake up very late at night. And, you know, I often wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be thinking about a sketch I want to do. So at the moment, I'm in the middle of writing my book, which is all about building up a daily sketching habit, which again is all about the process of sketching. It's not about the end finished result on the page. It's actually about enjoying the process of making the sketches. And, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about, oh, that page I could illustrate with this sketch of this particular thing. So I had this idea of sketching some, you know, watercolour palette and using watercolour to illustrate different bits and bobs. And I just have these ideas. So that is my just do something. I'm tired at the moment. I'm not getting enough sleep. But I'm thinking about creativity. I'm thinking about ideas, and very often I note these ideas down. So making just really simple notes in a notebook, and sometimes I'll grab a napkin, a serviette, a scrap of paper, a receipt, and I'll make little notes on things. And I often stick these into journals, sketchbooks, just tiny little notes of ideas that I've had. It's my just do something. And it's not a complicated process. I think sometimes when people have this vision of an artist and their creative practice, that there's a long drawn out setting up of your materials and tools, that you come and do your warm-up exercises, then you come and do your, that makes it sound like I'm limbering up, like I'm doing squats and lunges, but by warm-up exercises perhaps I mean just, you know, mixing your paints up and doing some like sketchy drawings to sort of loosen you up and get you into the creative mode, which of course that totally is for many, many people. But, you know, the creative process to me, the just do something, can literally be, you know, when I'm cooking dinner for my four-year-old and, you know, I'm just making a few notes on the back of a, you know, shopping receipt, which I'll stick into my journal later. Or I'm thinking about, oh, I've got this idea for a lino cut I'm going to do. I could carve this out and leave that bit. So I'm thinking about it. That's my just do something, because I might not be able to get anywhere near my studio, but I'm just doing something. Or equally, if I'm all geared up to come into my studio late at night after a busy day and it gets to 10 o'clock and I go, oh, I'm actually way too tired to get the sketchbook out and do anything, I will just sit and open that book and I will read. And I pick a book that's going to excite me. I pick a book that is going to spark my creativity. Sometimes that is a theoretical book like The Practice by Seth Godin. Other times that is a practical book. So I have many practical art books that I look at myself about drawing, and I'll just read. I'll just look at some other people's work. I'll look at other processes and ideas and things that I could be doing. And again, I'm just doing something. And equally, another recommendation for just doing something can to be just giving yourself a 2-minute timer and doing a really pared down or simple version of whatever your usual practice is. So for example, if you use sketchbooks and you usually do, you know, really long detailed watercolours in them, maybe you'll just do something. It's just doing some colour swatches. It's just literally getting your paintbrush in the paint and just making a few little marks, trying your paints out, trying your colours out, 2-3 minutes done, you've done something. And it's just that sort of little keeping yourself going in the downtimes, that just touching base. Because, and I was doing something on a yoga practice. I also practice yoga. And a lot of people, when they think about a yoga practice, feel that it needs to be 60 minutes, 90 minutes. It needs to be, you know, a very in-depth, deep, all-encompassing practice where you've got breath work, you've got physical work, that you have a start, a middle, an end, a relaxation, and you do the whole practice. And of course, that would be wonderful. But in the real world, sometimes we don't have that. And as an ex-yoga teacher, I'm not currently teaching presently, I know full well that I don't always have time to have a full yoga practice, a whole 90 minutes to dedicate to my mind, body and spirit. But maybe I've got 5 minutes to just quickly get down and, do a couple of positions, or just sit for 5 minutes and do some breath work or listen to a relaxation. And I just take that 5 minutes. It's like I've just done a little bit of something. You know, sometimes I've got, you know, a cup of coffee by my side and I read 5 minutes of, you know, something about yoga. And I'm not saying go and do yoga, that will help you creatively, but I probably think it might do if you want to do something, anything that nurtures the mind and the body and the soul and helps you relax, I think will help fuel your creativity. But I'm sure that's for a whole other episode. the point I'm sort of making is your practice doesn't have to be, and your do something doesn't have to be long. You know, there is no perfect time to do things. And sometimes we just need to snatch the 5 minutes. Sometimes we just need to make those couple of notes before we go to bed. Or if we've had a dream about something and it sparked an idea, you just make those couple of notes just before you get up, and then you go off on your day and you have your cup of tea, your breakfast, and whatever you do in your morning routine. So just do something. Those 2 minutes, those regular 2 minutes scattered throughout the day are actually sometimes the most important things. And I find that if I'm just doing something, and this might be that I decide to tidy my studio up, it might be that I decide to rearrange my paints in colour order, and this does happen quite regularly. It might be I decide to sit with my little girl and we sit and draw some, you know, rainbows and hearts. And I find that when my mind is engaged in something, something vaguely creative, whether it's reading, sketching, drawing something with my little girl, baking a cake, if I'm doing something, I then find my mind starts to fall into that creative pattern, ideas start to come together, and I get more deeply creative on other levels. So this is what I mean by just do something. It could be reading, doodling, baking a cake, making notes on the back of a receipt. You know, snatch those 30 seconds when you can, because they are sometimes the most important minutes that you can take in your life. Whereas sometimes, you know, you can come to your desk, your studio, your table, wherever you do your work, and you could sort of sit down for 2 hours waiting for that inspiration to hit you, and you know, it probably won't. I feel you need to do something and be engaged in creative things. And at that point, you get into the flow and then the magic happens. And you've kind of done something and you're engaged and you're outputting or you're inputting something in some shape or form. And for me, sometimes that's even scrolling on the internet, looking at art materials that I want to buy, popping them in shopping carts, browsing for books. I'm doing something, and yes, I am probably massively procrastinating when I've got things like accounts to do or podcasts to edit and videos to upload to the fantastic interweb against the upload speeds of my studio. You know, sometimes I am massively procrastinating, but I am doing something. And I think sometimes just give yourself a break and do a little something that sparks your joy and just makes you happy. Even if it's a bit of procrastination, really, just doing something will help you a lot in boosting your creativity. Now, I wanted to end this discussion about just doing something with a passage from the book called The Practice by Seth Godin. And this is on page 34, section 28, called Toward a Daily Practice in Service of Your Identity. And it goes like this. Julia Cameron's morning pages help unlock something inside. Not the muse or a magic mystical power, but simply the truth of your chosen identity. If you choose to do something creative each day, you're now a creative person, not a blocked person, not a striving person, not an untalented person. A creative person. Those creative people create. Do the work. Become the artist. Instead of planning, simply become. Acting as if is how we acquire identity. Writing is a universal solvent for creatives. Painters, entrepreneurs, therapists, circus acts, each of us can write our story down, a permanent record of how we see the world and how we will change the world. Yes, you can do it in private in a notebook that no one will ever see, but you will find so much more juice if you do it in public. Even if you use an assumed name. Even if you only circulate it to a few people. Knowing the words are there in front of others confirms your identity. I wrote this. Blog every day. It's easy, it's free, and it establishes your identity long before the market cares about who you are and what you do. Writers write. Runners run. Establish your identity by doing your work. Now, I love this passage, and there are many other passages like it and pieces of advice within this book. As you can see, I like this book quite a lot, so it's a good recommendation. And the point I feel about this is you have to do something to become good at it. Like it says, writers write. You have to write to be a writer. You have to illustrate to be an illustrator. I'm a printmaker, so I make prints. So just do something towards that end activity that you aim to do. And also in that passage I just read out, it mentioned something called Julia Cameron's morning pages. And her morning pages are from her book called The Artist's Way. And it is a very famous book all about building your creativity, and the morning pages are basically some time that you set yourself in the morning to journal in a kind of free flowing way. So it's 3 pages of non-stop writing just to get yourself going in the morning, and it is a really wonderful practice, and it can help to unlock creativity. My only caveat with that is I am seriously not a morning person, so for me personally it doesn't work. But I know that it really, really works for a lot of people in giving yourself an opportunity to do something through journaling, basically, through just allowing your ideas to spill out onto the page through the form of just writing without editing. So literally writing the thoughts that are in your head across pages, and writing by hand as well. So there's this slowness and consideration in your writing rather than typing. So it's just handwritten, 3 pages of non-edited, just saying whatever silliness comes out of your head and just putting it down on paper and getting it out. It really helps to boost creativity. And it's supposed to be done first thing in the morning. I mean, I can't even speak, talk or walk first thing in the morning before I've had a coffee. So for me, I am very aware of my night owl status. And I'm recording this podcast right now late at night just because that's when I am at my most creative and I lean into those tendencies. If you're anywhere near awake in the morning, then I think it's a really fabulous practice to look at. So do look at Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, as well. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I hope this has been an interesting one for you. Next week, I have another guest up to talk to me, and I'm going to be speaking to Joanne Hawker, who is an illustrator and runs her own creative company. But she's also very well known for an initiative that she runs every March called March Meet the Maker. And I'm going to be talking about her own creative practice with her own business, as well as that initiative, March Meet the Maker. So I really hope you enjoy that interview next week as well. I had a great chat with her. I really enjoyed it. And ongoing through Creativity Talks, there will be a mixture of me talking about various issues to do with creativity and the interviews. I've recorded another 4 or 5 that are coming up over the summer, and there are some really lovely ones with a huge variety of different creatives and some really lovely discussions that I hope will be of interest to you. So thank you so much for listening, and I will catch up with you again next week. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of Creativity Talks. To see the show notes and to find out more about how you can get more creative, go to www.creativitytalkspodcast.co.uk or search for the hashtag Creativity Talks. If you enjoyed the show, please let other people know about it by sharing this episode or the podcast webpage. You can also leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on. All reviews and recommendations are deeply appreciated and help to ensure that I can continue to make more episodes and inspire as many people as possible. Take care and stay creative.